Thank you for calling Dan Martin Jewelers. This is Diana speaking.
Hi, Diana. How are you doing this afternoon, or this morning, actually? How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Clearly, I'm discombobulated if I thought it was the afternoon. But, yeah, this is Miles from RDI Diamonds giving you guys a quick call. This is the first time I'm speaking with you, but I'm the account manager for you guys here at RDI, and I just took over the account a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to check in and see how you guys are doing and if there's anything I could do to help you guys out with either stock or need something on memo today.
I think we're doing pretty good. Let me ask, but if the girls need anything at the moment, I'm going to put in a brief hold, okay?
All right, no problem.
Hey, it looks like we're good at the moment.
Okay, no worries. I just wanted to check in. But since I just did take over the account, I did have a couple of questions just so I get a better idea of how your store works. Does your store focus more, I guess, on natural or lab-grown?
Our selection is more lab than natural.
Okay, you guys are more on the lab side. Okay, awesome. And then what is, I guess, the main attraction that makes customers come into your shop? Like, do you guys focus more on custom work, or what's the vibe over there?
Yeah, so we do a lot of custom on a daily basis, but we also do, like, in-house repairs and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, any upgrades or anything like that, we provide the stuff for the customer, and then we do their repairs in-house.
Nice. Okay, that's good to know. And then how long have you been working over there, Diana?
I have been here for 2 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay, just out of curiosity, are you a salesperson as well?
I'm a sales manager.
Okay, awesome. So what's your biggest sale? Just out of curiosity, I like to see out of all my customers, what their biggest sales are.
Like what we sell the most, or like sell volume?
I would say, like, what's the, I guess, the biggest, like, highest ticket item you've ever sold personally, like your biggest sale?
It depends, because like for bridal, like I've natural sales, like 2-carat natural, maybe like $20,000 for a diamond.
Okay.
We do also do lots of events, so. Like FE items, maybe like some range about $10,000 or so.
Okay.
Per item. So.
Okay.
Pretty high volume sales.
Okay, so you're the biggest salesperson there, clearly.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I like to ask because I like to see, like, out of all the competitors, but the customers I work with, like, who, like, has the skills to sell, who has the biggest ticket item. It's always interesting because most of the time I never get an answer. It's like, oh, I don't know, maybe something like a watch or something, but they never remember, which I find interesting because me personally, I track all my biggest sales that way. I try to outdo myself.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're always in competition with yourself.
Exactly.
Whether you're selling to retailers or customers, you always want to get better.
Exactly. And then, like, if you have coworkers that are also selling well, then you use a little friendly rivalry so you can get the biggest ticket item of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a lot of training here, too, like DCA, gemology, and stuff. So
Everyone
definitely has the opportunity to get there to that next skill set.
That's awesome. I love that for you guys. And I just have one last question for you. Do you happen to know, with your diamond inventory, right, obviously there's going to be some that sell really well, and there's going to be some that tend to sit longer than others. What do you guys do with the inventory that's slow or dead moving? Can you take it back to your supplier and still get value for them?
Depending on who it is, yeah, sometimes we do like a trade-up or something like that.
Okay, awesome. And then with that trade-up, do you get full value back? Do you get discounts taken back from it? What's the situation for your supplier there?
It will depend on the vendor, but typically, yeah, we can just have to trade up, and we usually get, like, same value.
Okay, that's awesome. So, yeah, I know with RDI here, we also do a trade-up policy as well. The nice thing about our policy is that there's no, I guess, restrictions on it. You're obviously going to be trading up. But all it is $1 more. So you find any diamond that's a minimum of $1 more, you can always trade up for that next diamond, and you get full value back for the diamond you paid for. And that's a lifetime guarantee. So I know some other competitors out there, they have stipulations where you have to buy a minimum amount or you get a discount on the value back, whatever the case may be. For us, you get your full value no matter when you paid for it. So if you paid for it 10 years ago for $2,000, you'll get your $2,000 going forward for any diamond going forward with that. So it's a great, great value with that. Just wanted to kind of see if there's anything I can do to help you guys out today. But if not, I'll keep checking in. I know with the Christmas being right down the road, we'll be able to help you guys out going forward. So give me a call if there's anything you guys need.
Of course. We will definitely reach out if we need something. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
I appreciate it, Diana. You have a good one as well. All right. Bye-bye.